This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This music sucks, Bob.
It's been the same music.
Vinny and Cook had this music, for God's sakes.
I think there's a new bed of music coming up. Right, Austin? I know you've been working on it. So I imagine that it's just a matter of time before that happens.
Out of the list of things that I've been working on, it is on that list, yes.
I admire your restraint, Bob. We have a nice thin and crispy pizza with cheese sticks here, and you refuse to partake.
I'm trying to stick to what I'm doing and see if it works.
I that's why I say it's admirable. Yeah,
it smells good, though. You're tempting me big time.
I commend you for that. Limits just had a hot take. Back to the Future 2 is behind you, Bob. And he says that it's one of the great... Michael J. Fox in this movie is one of the greatest acting performances of all time. Do you agree with that?
I'd have to look back and see it again. I was very enjoyable movies. I thought both 1 and 2... Apparently there was a third one, which I don't remember.
Where they went back to the 1800s.
Limits, are you standing by that in 1 and 2, both were great acting performances?
100%. Now, I will preface it by saying that Back to the Future is my favorite movie. Mm. I've watched it probably 10 times.
What in particular captivated you?
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. I think him and Christopher Lloyd just have a great dynamic between the two.
I think you're right, they do.
It's compelling. It's funny. But I think the music is really good. It's just a very well done movie. And the good villain and Biff.
Bob, well, it's a great idea. The whole concept there was something different.
It's unique.
Oh, it's great. Bob, I'm about to blow out here. Which could create a lot of problems for us the rest of the show.
Especially if you do it in this studio.
I'm supposed to go to Old Stonewall. And this is the last thing I need now is...
gastric problems.
Yeah. I don't need to be having more blowouts than the 86 NBA Finals. That's where we're headed here, it feels like. Thoughts?
To another blowout in the NBA Finals?
No. Although I wish Jokic had won yesterday. Listen, I have one quick take on that before we get into the Limitless Express. I've been watching basketball for 50 years obsessively. Two things are true for me. I have never in my life seen somebody foul as much as Alex Caruso and not get called for it.
Or someone who has fouled much.
In my life.
Jokic is like being held, grabbed, scratched every possession. He never seems to get the calls that he should get.
It's crazy. And then conversely, the two quickest whistles, the two most respected whistles in the history of the league that I have watched, Michael Jordan, who earned it, and SGA, who hasn't earned it. That dude gets the quickest whistle I've seen since Jordan. It's unbelievable, Bob.
Well, again, to the point there, Jokic is a two-time, should be more, MVP of the league. He deserves it more than SGA, who is going to be the MVP this year. But it seems like, you're right, all the calls go his way. He's at the line an awful lot. Jokic never gets the calls. He's probably victimized only because he's a bigger dude and people have to play physical against him. But how much physical do you give a guy like Caruso? I see Caruso grabbing him all the time.
It's
in that
ridiculous
series.
What he did in that series. And then grabbing no him around the waist. What are we doing here? We're just going to let him do that? Apparently so. Limits, I digress. You're up.
Thank you. And I appreciate you giving me time to chew my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main things that I know Bob wanted to touch on today is that NFL owners are voting on new potential playoff seeding. So if this is passed, there would be four division champions and three wild cards making the playoffs like they do now. But all seven teams would be seeded strictly by record. This was brought up by the Lions. Now, the Lions ended up getting the number one seed, but if they would have lost to the Vikings in the final week of the year, they would have been the wild card. Vikings became the wild card, lost to the Rams. So this would be strictly by record. You'd be seeded for the playoffs. Do you like it, Bob, or not?
Wait, I have a question, Bob, before you answer that. I'm not clear. So wild cards could then play home games? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, if you have a better record, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I think what their goal is to make Week 18 not one of those games where you often talk about this, how the Ravens play their B squad because they're already clinched everything. You know, back in the days when Manning was with Indianapolis, they had things wrapped up by week 14. And it makes it more likely, I think, also to end up with 1-2 in the conference championship game. I think they want to reward the teams that really have the best regular season. Now, what this also means is they're de-emphasizing something they've long believed in, and that is division champs. So that would become less important. The overall record would be important.
Do you like it or no? I hate it.
I don't hate it. I'm trying to still just think about the reseeding aspect of this.
Well, first of all, how do we know you?
It's only after round one is there reseeding, right? There's not reseed. You reseed after the first round of games, I think. Is that how it goes?
No. No, there's no reseed after the first round.
I think there is. I think that's part of what they're trying to come up with.
I thought the gist of this was that what you just said, that they're a wild card could finish ahead of a division winner that they just seed based on rankings or based on one loss record, correct?
Well, let me delve more into this because that doesn't make sense.
Is that part of it correct, Limits? That's what I read.
I'm going to check.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
What is happening here, Bob? The Limitless Express has gone off the rails, off the tracks here.
Joe, I think you're right, but I just wanted to make sure before we give out some false information and don't...
Well, apparently we have already done that. Well, it's not my express, so it's yours.
I'm just trying to read from some of the NFL stuff here. Just hang on a second. Would be seeded strictly by regular season record rather than automatically awarding the top four seeds to division
winners.
That's
correct. Right. And that's the part that I think stinks.
Okay.
Because you said it's based on who has the best season. How do I know somebody had the best season? How do I know a wild card, because they have one or two more wins than a division winner, had a better season than them when I don't factor in schedule? I don't factor in the division they're in? What if the other two teams in that division stink and the division winner won a really tough division? To me, you reward division winners. Unless they have a losing record. Always said that.
Yeah, and you're right. And by the way, there is reseeding in this. After the first round, teams would be reseeded, so the number one seed always plays the lowest remaining seed.
Yeah, Bob is right. Yeah. I just saw that.
Okay.
I apologize to the listeners.
No, that's...
I apologize to the listeners. That
so
was
they
a,
don't want Bob. You to rest guys on week 17 and 18, in other words. They want you to have meaningful games that still mean something, and the only way they can do that is to help those teams that already have something completely clinched.
I mean,
to play for something more.
That'll come into play a little bit. I don't know. It'll come into play a lot.
Why do you think they're doing it then? They're doing it for that reason. It has to be, right? To make week 17 and 18
maybe
a little bit more competitive.
Maybe. Yeah. And maybe they don't want to have situations where a division winner with a lousy record gets a home. Maybe it's based on what he said. that Minnesota last year at 14-3 had to go on the road.
That's probably. I wonder who's introducing this. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's Minnesota.
But we're burying the lead, I think, and we all know, I think, as a region by now, that Limits has been struggling with early onset Malzahn disease. He didn't try to equivocate there. He didn't try to do anything. He simply said, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
And I apologize to the listeners. Let's give him a hand, Bob. I think that's a big step forward.
The first step forward is to admitting.
You have to admit that you're wrong. Admit when you're wrong, when you are wrong. Very important to do so.
Are you in a 12-step Malzahn program now?
Oh, wow. Might be 16.
Hi, my name is Limits, and I have early onset Malzahn disease.
It might be 18 steps, like a golf course.
You have to sit around in a bunch of people in a circle in a chair and say
yes.
Hi.
Sometimes you birdie, yes. Sometimes you par.
That's it. Hi,
sometimes
my name.
You double bogey.
My name is Limits.
And I'm somewhat limited, and that's why I'm here.
Yes, but Bob, and I think one of the steps they have there is immediately admit when you've made a mistake. And I think what we just witnessed here was a large step forward in Limits recovery. And I'm proud. I'm damn proud of you.
Thank you. What stage are you in early onset singing disease?
No. See?
Stage one.
Bob.
That's part now that I see
see
that?
Now he just relapsed.
Relapsed.
He got combative.
Oh.
He got combative.
Yeah, and so that was that inner thing that was about to explode. He had to just wait for the opportunity.
See, I asked a question. That's all it was.
No,
you're really
you
in the midst of a relapse here, Limits. We have to cut this off right away.
Day what you zero, did. No nonsense. Relapse.
What you did was good there. Let it be and move forward. What did
what
you
are you,
say?
The Beatles? Let it be?
No, this sucks. If you win a division, you should get rewarded, unless you have a losing record. I think that's reasonable.
Maybe that's part of this that we don't know about yet. But
so last year, for example, the Vikings would have had home games over Tampa Bay and the Rams, right? And they might have had one. No, not over the Eagles, because the Eagles were the one seed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Or would they have? Did the Vikings play the Eagles last year, Bob? I wonder if they would have had I don't like it. I think, you know, the strength of divisions is cyclical. So one year you might win it like the Rams did last year with 10-7 in the NFC West. So what? You battled in your division where you play every team twice and you emerged on top. You don't finish behind a wild card team. I don't think. Thoughts?
No, I agree with that part of it. But I do think that reseeding is a good option after round one. I do. Because that way, then you take care of those teams that, you know, had the misfortune of being in a division where they were 14-3 and didn't win the division. So you give them the benefit of the doubt after the first round.
Why can't my brain wrap around that? You're telling me it's not seeded that way already? Doesn't the number one seed play the worst team to come out of wild card weekend?
Yeah, but if the wild card team happens to be like Minnesota, for example.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
And they're 14-3, and they don't deserve to be a wild card, but they are because of where the division.
Be careful what you wish for, I would say.
Well, I understand
so
that.
Would you rather play Minnesota then, which completely flopped in the playoffs, or would you rather have Sean McVay coming in the next round? Why complicate this? There's nothing wrong with the NFL playoff
structure.
Well,
somebody is proposing it. I don't know which. Normally it takes
a couple
of teams.
Who's proposing it, Limits?
The Detroit Lions are proposing it.
Really?
Why would they propose it? It should
be
the Vikings.
It should be the Vikings. That's what I thought.
That's what Bob thought.
Well, because if the Lions would have been that team that lost, just like the Vikings, maybe it would have been them that was out in the first round and playing a road game.
Next.
All right. Next up on the table is the Tush Push, the potential ban for the Tush Push. Over the next couple of days, it'll be voted on, as the language of the proposal was from Green Bay, and it's to ban pulling a runner in any direction at any time. That's potentially on the table. And also the...
Oh, my God.
See, that opens up a can of worms, too.
What are we
too,
doing
because
here?
Because it may not be considered a tush push, but if you're at the goal line and your guy is really close to getting in and you push him from... It's not a designed tush push call, but that's gone on in football forever, hasn't it?
Yes. Stop it, is what I would say. This whole movement against the tush push has become the wuss push, Bob. When do you find a way to stop it?
Green Bay, it says that the penalty, as it's been worked out, for assisting the runner, interlocking interference, or illegal use of hands, arms, or body by the offense is a 10-yard penalty.
So these officials don't have enough to worry about. The rule book is expanding faster than Beaver Stadium. It's expanding faster than Mulsey's cranium. They already have a million rules to keep track of.
It makes it hard enough for them. You're right. That's because now that's a subjective call too. You could have someone who's blocking and trying to get away from somebody, and he accidentally pushes his own play. I don't know.
Just find a way to stop it. Do a reverse tush push. I don't know what to do. It doesn't work every single time.
No, it doesn't.
And only the Eagles seem to have mastered it. This is a waste of time. And Guy Lafleur and his Green Bay Packers should be embarrassed for bringing this forth, I think. Thoughts, Limits?
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I like the tush push. I think I'm just with you, Joe. If you can't stop it, too bad. That's on you. Get some better defensive linemen. Get some bigger bodies. Philadelphia came up with something innovative. They should not be punished for it. And
speaking
especially because they do it so much better than everyone else.
Right.
Nick Sirianni just got a new extension from the Philadelphia Eagles. So
I saw that.
Good.
He did.
And I was
going
to tease that at the top of the hour.
Sorry.
That's okay. It was going to be a really
good
tease.
I mean, he mentioned Eagles,
too.
And that's why I figured it was a good way to segue, but I didn't know you had tease on your
Maybe
mind.
Maybe an NFL coach from Pennsylvania got a huge extension, but now it's.
I'm sorry. Can we go back and erase the last
ruined
25 seconds? Can you have the power?
The dump button.
Do you want me to hit the dump button?
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Anything else, Limits?
Brock Purdy signed a 5-year, $265 million contract extension to become the most overrated quarterback in NFL history.
Oh! How about that, Bob? A shot from
maybe not. A lot more overrated players than him.
No, I lied. Not overrated. Overpaid.
Overpaid based on what?
Overpaid based on the fact that he has Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator.
So
Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, a great offensive line.
He doesn't have Debo Samuel anymore.
He did. But that's helped him to get $53 million a year.
It helps every quarterback. That's the whole idea. You have a quarterback and you surround him with talent, then make
you don't think Bill Walsh's system helped Joe Montana? I don't know. I just feel
Brock
like
Brock Purdy
arguing.
Is not Joe Montana. Come on, he does not have a lot of outstanding
system.
He's
helps
a seventh
the quarterback
round pick who nobody wanted, and all of a sudden
that's great.
Now he's, no,
I'm happy
all Bob's
for
opinion
him.
Ridiculous. Go ahead.
Nope, not going to do it. Not going to fall into that trap.
All right, Limits. He thinks Brock Purdy is overpaid and overrated.
I think all of them, to be honest, at $55 to $60 million a year are overpaid. But that's just me. But if
if the market bears it, how are they overpaid? And
well,
the most important
that,
players in
me,
all of sports.
Personally, I just think that's the money's gone out of control. That we're paying guys soon to be billions of dollars to do this. But as far as what he's done, I'll never say that. I mean, I think the system matters. Bad systems also make quarterbacks lose money because they don't have the right personnel or the right design of the personnel. So I'm not going to take that away from him. I think he's done pretty well, given the fact he had long odds to begin with. He was going up against Garoppolo and a guy who they just picked in a third overall pick and him.
Guess what we're doing next, Bob?
What?
Ranking the quarterbacks in each NFL division and having an NCAA-style tournament where there'll only be two at the end.
These pop quizzes he throws out here, Austin, are pretty interesting. He comes like the one about the pirate bench in 2010. I wasn't going to say, but Jesus, where are we going here?
All the way to John Bowker and who was the shortstop? Diaz? Eugenio Diaz? Something like that?
Sure.
All right,
Steve Pierce, too.
Wasn't Clint Barmus, but yeah, Steve Pierce was on that team. Andy LaRoche was on that team.
Brandon Moss was on that team.
Yes. Oakland A's legend, now just called the Athletics.
No, it was Adam LaRoche, not Andy, right?
Are they getting anybody at their games? Who? The Sacramento Athletics? Are people going to those games? They have a winning record. Do they not, Limits?
They do.
Check their attendance.
They're not a bad team.
We'll check it when we come back. And yes, let's get to some quarterback and coach rankings. We're going to have an NCAA-style tournament based really on these two extensions, which were both interesting. Nick Sirianni has been extended by the Eagles, and Brock Purdy has signed a giant new contract. So we're going to go division by division through the NFL, and Limits is going to keep track, and then we're going to emerge with some winners as the best coach and best quarterback in all the NFL.
The A's did have a good record, but they've lost currently five in a row.
Fan Hotline presented by, Mason Miller is something else.
Now they're under 500. Yeah, Bethel Park Zone.
Did Harry Callis face him at the plate? I think he did.
That's a good question.
He said he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He wasn't throwing 105 then, but he is now.
He is now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.